Blog Talk Radio.
That's right, Sam Cooke. And we are on the hour again. Another episode. The Blog Talk Radio with the Cosmic Philosopher. I am Tim Aldred. And I have been putting forth an information that nobody is supposed to ignore. Plain and simple. Plain and simple. What is the foundation of what I am saying? Nobody can resist. Prehistory. Prehistory, that is Sumerian history. Sumerian history is an history of civilization. And that means it's not about white European Homo erectus or the interbreed offspring of Neanderthals, and later on mingle with some African hybrid as well. There was no civilization before 450,000 years ago. There was no human civilization. You had, of course, the Homo erectus. They were not civilized humanity. They only knew to make stone tools. You understand what I'm saying? You need to understand what I am saying because it is world reality. You need to understand it. The basis of understanding this is called spatiotemporal, mean time. The space of time that civilized human being been on the earth. Real, anatomically civilized, hybrid human being. That's what the history shows. Now, when we come and grow up with a Bible to talk about Adam and Eve in a garden, what kind of reading have we been doing? Why today we have all the churches full up just about every country, and in particular African people, the ethnic people, the Chinese, the Indians, the Hispanics, and and the rest of people that are, not European white people. The Europeans are the only group or what you call it, culture that is a sodomite culture. They are the only ones. And it means they are not civilized human beings at all. They are excluded from being civilized. But how do they come up and holding such a position? How the only white-skinned people them, why they are the only sodomite group? How did they become sodomites? Think about what I'm saying to you. If you don't understand where white people coming from, you're not going to understand why they are the ones that take up military power on earth. You won't know. You need to know. You're African, you're Chinese, you're Indian, and whatever. You need to understand why these white-skinned people have military and have all the money that Earth has. You need to find out. You need to know why they who are fucking night and day, they're on us, put up, full up the world of church. You need to know why they have black people in a church. If you don't know and you have faith in the Lord, and that's where I grew up too, when the time came and I began to read seriously, I'm seeing something completely different. Words are telling me something completely different when I am reading to get knowledge. All those years I was reading because I believe. I grew up from a child in the church. I believe everything. My parents are Christian. I have no option at all. I don't know another way to see anything apart from the way the church is telling us about Adam and Eve, first two people made in a garden. Except that the Bible fail to tell us what geography was Adam placed in a garden. Can't see none of that. Everything that we believe in the Bible is something the white people write in there and tell us to believe and have faith in it. The time come now when all of that foolishness is done away with, because we can read and know exactly where this world civilization began. If you don't know that, you're in bad shape. We only live a short time. Okay? Whether or not we are the civilized people or the uncivilized, cattle and everything, only live for a short time. We don't live for 3,600 years like the gods them that came to earth and went back to where they come from. They created us, and the reason why they leave us here alone, we civilized hybrid people, it is because they gave us civilized knowledge so that we could walk out of Africa 100,000 years ago. That's what this World History Textbook, National Geographic, that's what it says. Hybrid African ethnic people were created about 100,000 years. They walk out of Africa and begin to spread outside of Africa. This is what the world history, the certified world history book says. Not the Bible. Not the Bible. And if you're holding on to the Bible and hold it superlative over the history textbook, well, the Bible is not distributed in an academic sense, accepted as a valid history book. The Bible is not a history book. It is not endorsed by academic consultant and teachers' reviews. No academic authority. No academic authority says Adam and Eve is a real story that began life. Now, that be the case, how can white people say that they are a valid government with AD anno domini? And clearly, I cannot say I don't know. I have to take responsibility for the fact that I grew up in church from age 7. And come to a responsible state of thinking and reading when I was over 50. So I can't say I don't know why or what people are doing, why they still believe in Adam and Eve in a garden. I cannot say that because I've been there for all half a century. All right. So let me explain that and see if you get a sense of, let's say, why we get stuck into this Adam and Eve story. It is simply because the better part of the number of African people who left Africa and went through Asia and come up through the Barren Bridge into Africa, into America. There were a number of them that interbreed. Remember how long that is? 100,000 years we come through there And somewhere along the line, these white people fuck with our hybrid people. I don't think it's their honest they were trying to fuck, because I'm talking about where they interbreed. Okay? This is what the history shows. Remember, at that point, 100,000 years ago, they already interbreed up with Neanderthals. That's the case. That's the case. If you think they have a valid government all over the world killing African people and stealing everything that they have with the military, you don't know where they get the military from, but you know they call themselves Romans. You know that. Now, do you think it is remotely possible for Homo erectus white people who make their way in life by interbreeding with others? Okay? Because nobody or nothing in nature was going to change them from being Homo erectus. Nothing was going to change them. But their attitude changed their existence. This is what happened. And if you don't know, I'm telling you what the history says. They interbreed with the Neanderthals. But later on, the Neanderthals died out, extinct. All right, so they still carry on. Because the Neanderthal gave them a little more strength to live on. But they don't have language. They still only can make stone tools. So, of course, the world that we have here today, it's not stone tool that it run on, okay? And how did it come about? It's not these white people, because I'm telling you, 100,000 years ago, they've been in Europe over, say, 1.5 million years ago, man. That's the fact. Hello. That's the fact. So if they are up there all the time, and we are coming out 100,000 years ago out of Africa and spreading outside of Africa, not inside of Africa now. We were created in Africa too, like they were, and they went up into Europe 1.5 million years ago. Where else did they go? Nowhere. Besides, right up there in Europe and Eurasia and in Asia, right up there in that. And everybody who live up there are just half humans. There was nobody up there that was creating bronze. Okay? Bronze was created by African people. When we leave out of Africa and come out into Asia, and then come up the Bering Bridge into the West. This is what the history says. Now, you bring me anybody at all on this program and the number I have for you to call me. Call me. Today is today's Sunday, right? Yes. It's an opportune time if you're coming from church or whatever it is. But this is an opportune time. Call me and talk to me about what I'm saying, because your soul is under your feet, or it's in your brain, and you are into understanding what life existence is. We have a lot of people, ancestors, that died and gone. We are going to die and gone too. For the time that we are here, we don't want to, all of us, to live and die with this whole bunch of homosexual gospel of Jesus Christ. Because now we can tell what Caesar Augustus was doing in Jerusalem. What Herod was doing there. We know now. It's not what the Bible says. All right? So now, I'm not in no joke business. These people that we have in our territories, the settled land, that said that they are Americans on, Palestine, Jerusalem, whatever, Israel, or whatever they call themselves, Jews. You have got to understand none of this is true. And if you want to live and die believing those kind of stuff, it's your choice. Because guess what? We don't really have anything in prehistory that tells us we are going to a hell when we die because we didn't do this or didn't do that. The creation of civilization, not the creation of Homo erectus, okay, or Neanderthals. History tells us that we, Africans, mean all the ethnic people, has nothing to do with white people in Europe, nothing whatsoever. And we, it says, are the first anatomical prehistory man, not modern man, homosexual, all kind of intermixture that they have of themselves. They are modern people. We are not modern people. We are hybrid. So all you see, they are going with the Billy Graham message about Jesus and all this kind of stuff. They don't keep it in Europe. Why these fucking white fucking ass people don't keep Jesus and his father that beget him? Why they don't keep it in Europe? When they say they created AD and Adamani, why didn't they establish themselves in Europe? Why didn't they first establish themselves in the West? Why? Wemek? Well, since that's not the case, since they did not come into the West before Africans came to the West, because the history doesn't say that white people come across the Bering Bridge and come into the West. It doesn't say that. And if you're an idiot, you won't understand that. You know? So, if you're believing in those things, you have somebody who's confronting you and telling you, drawing your attention to white people was not civilized enough to come through the Bering Bridge. They didn't. They weren't civilized enough. And even though they interbreed with a lot of our folks by then, they were still learning language and learning to be more civilized from us, the African hybrid people. So with interbreeding with African people over the past 80,000 years ago, they become equipped to do exactly what they are doing here today. Now, was government set up into the world long before they come in with this little knowledge they have? Of course. Kingship was set up by the Elohim, right? Before and after the flood. And the history is telling us that the gods set up kingship a second time after the flood. And where? This time. In Kish. Kish is a city in Mesopotamia. This is the truth about the world. Civilized world, not the homosexual white people world. Can't you see their madness from fucking ass culture? You don't see since they interbreed up and the kind of brain they have. They say everything in the world is theirs. No, they didn't say that before they interbreed up. They didn't say that then. No. 2 million years they didn't say that. And they didn't say they own any place else outside of Europe. Well, I don't even think that they even thought about owning anything. So listen, if you think that there is a government in the world by the white people, you're making a stinking, bad mistake. You don't read the World History textbook yet. You better read it. Because I'm telling you, there is nobody civilized in the world. Read civility. Read the history. Read the history that is certified by academic people who read and know for sure where geography is and where who is who come from. Yes, that's the only way we know the world and the civilized world. These white people could not come through the Bering Bridge. Even though they've been on the earth 1.5 million years before black people. Do you get it? Do you get it? I prove to you with the World History textbook, we are the first. This is National Geographic I'm reading here. And I can tell you, the fact that these white homosexual people said they take over the world and mastering and owning this World History textbook, this would not be in there. But it is a fact of truth that is kept remote. It's not remote. But that these white, honest fucking white people, that's the kind of world that they decide to have, as long as black people behave like they don't have any sense. Black people continue to behave like they don't have any sense right now. If it hadn't been that I fired to pay attention to what I'm reading, I wouldn't know no different. I would be still thinking that that wise men follow a star. I would still be thinking that. I can't think that anymore. Because when I read, maybe it's about a year ago, because as I go along, I'm finding out more and more things in the Bible is just not true. There's so many things in there. That's just not true. And especially beginning with the creation story, right? What we think is impossible to see white men toss themselves into the ocean. It's not impossible because they're full of demons. White people are full of demons. You see what I mean? You ever read St. Mark 5? Where they write in there about demon possessing people coming out of the tomb and met Jesus. Now, I know that Jesus don't exist. Nowhere in the Bible can you prove that Jesus exists. I mean, for real. And I give you this number, 3478501358. Call me. Let's talk about what I'm saying here that may sound strange or, you know, something that It's just you have to ask questions to, you know, to like unravel what you don't understand. And I am the person here to talk the official history on this. And what anybody consider, like I did, that the Bible was a book for us to believe in and have faith in it, not knowledge. That's what, you know, we all are brought upon. All of us in the diaspora who were bought from Africa as slaves. Why we are here with white people say they are controlling us, it's simply because we here today are victimized, and Africa don't show no kind of interest in us who are Africans. Why is that? There is history to give us an enlightenment as to what happened back there. I don't want to like go off into that right now, but look, it's not that I don't want to go off into that, but you know, you can't talk everything in one shot, right? So the portion that I am giving to you is portion for you to look and see whether or not what I'm saying makes sense. If what I say makes sense, you don't just say, okay, all right, cool. No, you just don't do that. Because I'm telling you, we as human beings, if we don't go through the knowledge process, we will wind up just like we are here with these. I mean, of all the people that is ruling the world are those who claim that they are sodomite culture, who never through 2 million years were they ever beyond making stone tools, okay? People that I am reading to you, hybrid people who the gods themselves make. You see, the white people don't have anything to do with the Elohim gods at all. Because when you read the all in the world is a textbook, the only thing these white people did was pretend that they were worshippers of the gods. That's all they did. You go to India and see what they do with the Indian people. Trick them. Pretend. Okay? Impersonate. That's all these hunters and honest fucking hunters. That's all they do. These white people. And every single white people that you're talking about is probably a few that get lost into American society and take on maybe a slightly different type of lifestyle. But listen, everybody in America that is white, they come here for the agenda of honest fucking people. Every one of them who talk about their Christian, their church, they are all sodomites. Whether or not is what they say they're doing now or not, we're not here to count them. Categorically, all white people leave Europe to come to America only because you have those who forerunners of them came here and make it criminally possible for them to be America. That's plain and simple. When they're telling Dred Scott in their so-called sodomite, Supreme Court, they call it, they're telling this man he's not human. He don't deserve human liberty. You know, he's trying to buy his freedom back from Eileen, his slave mistress or whatever you call it, right? This is what they were telling the African man. Africa, that they come and kick out and call blacks all kinds of names and take control. And no black people, Africa, nobody care about kingship government. Government that been here, that service the African hybrid people. Elohim established the wisdom and knowledge of kingship to earth, because there were many of them. The Bible keeps us from knowing exactly our history and what transpired. These honest fucking white people, that's all they do is make up churches and make up about Jesus and all these old bunch of nonsense about Abraham and stuff like that. I just come to read and find out. And what they call God is nothing nastier than the filth that the fucking is. The God that white people talk about. White people God is not real God. But God say they wrote in their own document that their God tell them to come to America and convert the Eden. You see. And you read about the massacre that they perform on the Africans here in order to make America what it is today. You understand that? All the black people you hear talk about black issues. They don't talk about the history of it. They only talk about what the white man did. But they don't talk about the history that represents them. It's the reason why they come, they talk about they have a constitution. Where they get it? They get it out of fucking each other's ass. If you don't know, that's what it is. That's why they are telling you, you are not human. Because we don't, guess what? In this transition from Africa as slaves, it's mentally transforming. You know, a lot have died that never make it. And those who did make it, we fall under these fucking white people's influence. They do whatever they want to do with us because Africa is over there. Don't give a darn about any of us and what they do to us. Why would we come to the Bering West? Why we come to the West? Where the white people could not find here. They couldn't come here because they have no civilized sense to go anywhere. They can't navigate nothing. So when they start to do something, it's after they begin to get little enlightenment from their learning from the African people. It couldn't go no other way because Homo erectus will never be anything else until they begin to do these kind of a stuff that they've been doing. Outside of that, they would not find the Western world. They would not. If you think AD and Adamani is a bureaucracy, if you think what they call democracy is a valid government, you're wrong. You're wrong until you're poor, mentally and physically. Because none of those things are true. Nothing that these white people are saying about reality is true. Because they don't really know anything about reality. It is in our history. The way the Elohim came to Africa. And the place is there for anybody to go and identify. These white people, they don't know to go anywhere. Like I'm telling you, they couldn't come to the West on their own.
After we are here for about some 80,000 years, they come and talk about, oh, they have law, AD, honor, domini, and they have imperial colonialism, and they are conquering everything we have. My friend, we here as victims of slavery, we don't have the mentality, civilized people. I mean, to make it clear, clearer than what I have just said, I have to make adjustment to saying we don't have civilized mentality, because that's not completely correct at all. In some ways, we do not, but in other ways, we do. We do show civilization naturally, but once we have been taken and been mentally and physically abused, a lot of our behavior does not reflect civilized people. Now, I think that is the right way to put it. So today, since these white people make up university and learning institution around us, and the church and everything, and they mingle principality with what makes sense and some of what don't make no sense. So therefore, we are corrupt. We African people are corrupt. We are corrupt because we are believing not our history, but a Bible that has absolutely no endorsement of academic certification. Bible have none of that. They are taken from our history and writing in a Bible lies that suited to people like us who don't know no better. Telling you what I know is alive and good, civilized knowledge written in world history textbook that you can go to any geography place, certified. What is written about the anatomical prehistory, like I tell you, we are not modern people. We are hybrid, civilized people. White people don't know what civilization is. They know a little something about it and using it to, like, destroy the African people who hardly understand or just trying to understand. But this is what civilized people, that these white people don't want to identify with, because they want to have the Bible preaching Jesus and his faggot father that say, go into all the world. You know, for he loved the world and all this kind of stuff. It's all faggot stuff that we are talking about that has nothing to do with us African hybrid people. They don't want the truth about the African hybrid people who suddenly were created over 200,000 years ago. They want you to think about the way they were created as Homo erectus. And they don't even want to tell you how they interbreed up with the Neanderthals. They don't want to tell you how they interbreed up with African people and how they get where they are, making all the trouble in the world. Well, look, this is the truth that decimates these faggot homosexual people who come and fasten themselves in the African territory and will not make no move to go back where they come from. Because guess what? The way they get to the West was following African hybrid people. They couldn't come here by themselves. And look at the spot of your temporal time. if they had any sense and were not stuck on making stone tools, they could have come to the West and control wherever they want. But they couldn't. So when they come with imperial colonialism and AD Anno Domini, they're fucking a lot of asses. It's no joke about that. Because they don't have no civilized, valid government. They learn everything from us. It's all in our history. And then begin to fool those of us who are victims to believe what they want us to believe. This is where we are. This is where we are. And nobody, as long as I am alive, there is nobody that is going to prove me wrong. Because I was in the church half a century from when I was a boy. But we are civilized people. So it is very likely at any time that any one of us can have an experience, because we have ancestors that are civilized, and the God that created us, the Anabu, with wide understanding. Come on, Enoch was taken up and given knowledge. All the science and everything that on earth today, it's not white people. I mean, they have nothing to do with the founding of these knowledge, these white people. They're lying. You're lying. They are lying. And all it takes is me to totally blast them back into where they come from. All it takes is me. People, listen to what I'm saying. Read the book and find out. The Bible has nothing to do with civilization. All of what you're reading in the Bible about Adam and Eve is what these white people, their cultural fucking inspiration. That's what give it to them. If we don't stop believing and read knowledge, we will die believing these fucking ass bullshit gospel of St. Paul. St. Paul never lived. I can use the Bible and prove that here. The stories that they write about St. Paul, a Jesus convert St. Paul, you like me, show it to you and make you read it, right? And only so, you're going to understand that St. Paul really could not have existed. You know? What kind of a twist and turn Jesus was doing when he's going to convert St. Paul after he already taught the 12 disciples and set up the church? Why was he converting a St. Paul for? Hello? You want to say, well, Jesus can do all things. If Jesus is real, if you can find Jesus' word or prophecy about Jesus fulfilled. But there's no fulfillment about the Jesus Christ in the Bible. And between Old and New Testament, disavow any real Jesus. You see what I mean? Because you couldn't have Jesus who come to be a prince of peace and say, think not that I am come to be, to give you peace. St. Matthew 10:34-38. Why is Jesus saying he doesn't come to give you peace, but to give you sword, hatred against your parents and friends and stuff like that? Why? Why? You want to say he can do whatever he wants? No, only faggots do that. Tell Lot. They don't want his daughters. They want the two men's ass to fuck. People, wake up. Okay? wake up, because you hear the thunder rolling. You see the birds flying. These white fuckers. I mean, if they woke up from being uncivilized, they wouldn't be doing what they are doing today. I mean, they wouldn't be so crazy, insane, to go to every African settlement and say they are taking it under imperial colonialism. And when you think of the historic information that tells us just what I read to you here, what we have by this provision, I'm going to read it to you quickly, is a creator. We have a creator, and the creator, even these white fucking ass white men who say they have a Bible and constitution, they admit our creator give us inalienable rights. Now, what when they come here and kill the black people out in America and take control? Now, what did they do with the inalienable rights of the Africans here? The Africans here did not go to Europe and bother these fucking ass white people. They did not. I said they did not. And you have never heard anybody, I have not heard anybody complain that white people go there and do anything to these odd, honest fucking white people. None whatsoever. All them that left where they come from up in Europe and come all the way, follow us into the West and every place else, and say them are divide and conquer and all this kind of stuff. All they know best to do is to suck each other's ass and lick their filletio. That's what they know best. And you don't have anything to refute me about, because it's Obama 2050 bidding, because the Pope came to America once Obama get the job done. He came here and you think the Senate is government? Oh yeah, really? You think so? It's just wrong emulation you are watching. It's a mock government you are looking at. These honest fucking white men that don't know anything about civility. And going back to the beginning where civilization began, that's where they learn little something from, and today push black people aside and begin to claim that they established education. They were Greeks, they were this and that. But now, if they were all of that and so civilized, they would find the West long before black people came here. And since they claim, show you that they have little elements of civility, because they learn it from us. They didn't get it from any place else. But they take on every single thing that black people have as attributes and make name and give us. And because they find out that, oh, we allow them to do all those things, say we are Jews and all them, you know, they call themselves Abraham and all them. No, these people are flat. Homo erectus, a sodomite culture. That's why they write it in the Bible that they don't want, I mean, that's why daughters to fuck. They want the men who are strangers. They want them ass to fuck. I mean, you know that, anybody who is thinking like that and want to do those things cannot be civilized. Well, that's what we have of these white people here today. Thing that they are doing, it's simple because they are mad and crazy, fucking both man's ass and animal's ass and everything. That they're doing it right here in front of us, right now. If they were civilized, would they have a United States? No, they wouldn't. These white people have no sense because they can't have sense and do the kind of vicious, unreasonable kind of and killing, vicious killing, atrocities. They don't have no sense, really, not to live with African people. Why would they rob the African people they came here and saw of their inalienable rights? And read any literature about African people and their origin, and you will find that they are polytheistic. And what does that mean? The gods. These sodomites use the Bible to shove the knowledge of the gods aside. And the people who they give the Muslim institution to, they tell you in the World Institute book, they are polytheistic before they come into Muslim. These white sodomites get into their church that and create division among African people. These white sodomite anus juking fucking men, they create this Jesus doctrine and the church. They do. So I'm saying to you, can they be sane and come here and go all the way all around the world and do all these things to black people? Are they sane? No wonder. I show you that white people is nowhere to be found when you read about African civilization. You don't read nothing about them. And what you read about them is when they are intermingling with African people up on the dry grass steppe up in Europe. Prior, before they follow us and come to the West, they interbreed up and get a lot of understanding before they eventually follow us to the West and talk about imperial colonialism and sweep away everything from black people. You don't have nothing left with A.D. Anno Domini. It's the same law that they made from 2,000 years ago. They are using today on black people, and black people don't find out. You don't find out. They don't have any government because the government that they have is mock government scene. And they learn a little as best as they could. It's not their making. It's the gods that create the hybrid people, who are the first anatomic prehistory people who look like us, known as Homo sapiens sapiens, wise human beings, appeared in Africa. You see what I mean? They want to make it seem like, oh, where we come from? You know, we don't come from nowhere. That's what these fucking white people want the world to think. But here it is, right here. I'm reading to you from the Certified World History Textbook. We appeared in Africa between, 200,000 to, 150,000 to 200,000 years. Why they make it that wide apart, I don't know the reason for that. But this basically number, 200,000, right? Let's work with that. Because, you know, I don't trust what they write here as the truth. But there is some truth in there. All right? So, 200,000 years appeared in Africa. 200,000 years ago. Recent evidence indicates that we are, you know, the hybrid people. We, the anatomical, I mean, prehistory human being. Recent evidence indicates that we began to spread outside, not inside, but outside of Africa around 100,000 years ago. Now, that was when we came through, and I'm not saying we went through there at ice speed. That's not what I'm saying. But that's where the journey takes us through. That should take a long time to, right? But we who are civilized were able to have no problem to go to Asia and come to the Bering Bridge. We had no problem with that. And as you can see, we came here with a lot of time on our hands that right now they will tell you at least we were here like some 20,000 years or probably more before these sodomites, white people, come out and talk about they come with AD and Adamani and imperial colonialism. Really? You see, for them to like go do 509 BC coup and the king in Rome, Lucius Tarquinius. These people learn a lot before they do those things, man. That is what we must know. So they are coming after us and coming to the West. And how do we allow them to do that? They are allowed to do it because Africa pay us no attention and none of us have any administrative government knowledge because that information would be into some book somewhere. We ain't reading nothing, right? But look, my friends, we are the only civilized people on earth. And whatever the others learn from us, it never give them or waive our right to be who we are. Okay? There's just no way. And this is what I am about, because the history is telling us something that is not in any kind of way sitting with what white people are doing on our territory. It does not. I want to thank you for tuning into the program today. And I'm telling you that it is the knowledge that is going to take us someplace in life to make you. I am not going to be content in life until I have the right knowledge to live and feel good that when I go to sleep and I die and never wake up, you know, it's okay with me. But I want, when I am alive and thinking and, you know, I breathe good. I want to breathe good, right? I want to feel okay, secure. Because what these sodomites come and settle in our settlement and hunker down themselves, like, and talk about, it's our country. These fucking ass white nasty people. Come here and carry out all the massacre on us. For what? They're doing it because they are fucking and licking each other's ass. Possessed with demons. That's why they do it. Got to be an idiot if you don't find out. And you're there reading Bible and you don't see what these white people have been doing for 2,000 years to black people. I don't have no misgiving telling you what the issue says. I do not. I do not. Because what is ours, okay? And what belongs to sodomite fucking white people belongs to them. Do you get it? Yeah. Just like that. They want to talk about they're going to conquest what you have and stuff like that. Where's the law for that? We don't have any law for that, you know? We don't have any law for that. For nobody to come in and talk about they own this and they own that. We don't have, there's no law. Kingship law exists before they have any sense. We who are created by the Elohim, they have a Bible. We talk a whole bunch of shit. A Bible that they have absolutely no right writing any Bible. These shit, fucking white people. They don't have any right to be writing anything about African, period. Period. And you read inside here, tell about how they massacre the Pequot Indians. Not once, not twice. You see what I mean? And what they say about God, and, it's God who tell them to do it. If you think white people have any right to rule anything in the West, you're an idiot. You're an idiot. You don't read. You don't understand. Because it should be easy to see that they don't come from, they don't originate in our settlements in the West. They don't originate here. But they come with their shit, stinking expectation that they can take whatever we are from us simply because we go through this slavery type of a problem and don't really have enough sense to know what to do. It's done. Because you send me somebody here that is going to talk to me and give me a bit of sense of stuff, why don't you send me somebody? And if you cannot send me somebody, it means that you're under obligation to tell these fucking white, honest fucking white people to come back where they come from. Because they may think that, time gone by so long now and, they're all right. They're going to find out. We don't have any of them have all the military might and stuff like that. You think I concern about their military might? I do not, because they have no creation like we black people have. And if they think that they can outgun us and get rid of us, they can go ahead and try. But I am not one of the person that is going to take up even a BB gun to fire at these sick psychopath white people. I'm not going to do it. I never felt like, and now I know why that's not the route for black to, we have our, naive ways that if we start to read and cultivate the right knowledge, we won't have any more problems. We will get over what has happened and live the knowledge. Live out the knowledge. We are the first anatomically prehistory human, wise human beings who appeared in Africa, right? Say some 200,000 years. And recent evidence show that you can't deny that we are the ones that come into the Western world first. Can't deny that. You see, that they been here 2 million years and couldn't make use of it, right? Because they were not civilized. Why they want to come and prove to us now that they are civilized? I am telling you, my name is Tim Aldred. I read. I find nothing in the world is a textbook that gives bequeath anything to these homo erectus, sodomite white culture people. Nothing. We owe them nothing. And what they have right now is not theirs. They need to be thrown into the bottomless pit. That's where they're supposed to go. They don't have anything that is theirs. And I can prove, use the history and track them. They steal everything from us. Everything. Let's start in the Bronze Age. The sea people. Right? Identification of them destroying the Bronze Age. And then, you know, like what? 1200 years BC until they come and ready now to take out King Lucius Tarquinius in Rome and lie all over themselves, like filthing all over themselves, lying here, lying there. But they don't know the day would come we would solve the problem. There is no, if you ask them what is AD Anno Domini, they would, they probably would go home and go fuck all night to see if they could find, dream something up. But there is nothing to, Jesus born of no virgin or no. They fuck up and just talk anything they fucked up and write and say. We don't deal with those kind of stuff. Go back to Europe and go fuck up there. Leave us alone, because I'm telling you, the wind is going to get real tempestuous and a lot of other things going to come up on you fucking ass white people and all you've done to the black people. When we are down and out, after you have been helped greatly by us, what you have done to us, there is no mercy, there is no forgiveness. March back out to where you come from. It's the only right thing to do. And I tell you, I warn you, do it for your own goodness sake. If you have an interest in yourself, don't think that you come here, America, and all was over. That's a lie. I am ordering you out. That's right. We are ordering you out of our land, off our lands, everywhere on this earth. We don't want none ahono satanic honest fucking white people. Because it's because you don't have anything. That's why you're here in America. You have everything now. You no longer have a right. You never did. All right? Go up to Mars and go stay up there. All right? But just remember, you send a spacecraft up there to the moonlet. And remember, there is a space station up there. There's a station up on Mars. And you just remember, remember what the station upon Mars did. What the military upon Mars did to you. Not too long ago, but 1989. Remember what happened to your spacecraft and what you were doing there, right? We know about that. And if you think that you're going to do all these things in our territory, all about, you make a sad mistake. I'm telling you right now, white people, run for shelter out of our African territory, because our African territory were never given. Our territories were never offered to you honest fucking people. No sooner than we come and say, no, we don't want you here. You gonna leave our wealth everything here and go back where you come from. That's it. That is it. Because if you don't have anything to prove why you come here, you talk about AD and Adamani, just don't have anything at all. Just nothing. I mean, for you to come and do the African people this way, and all you're doing is lying, and simply because we don't have that level of knowledge to know what go on in history and what you guys have done wrong. Short of that, you have been doing all of these things. But I am telling you, get out. Now, I have a few things to read. I hope I can do well with it. So before I come back, let me see if I have a little tune that Bob Marley. Let's see what he is telling us. 6 minutes. All right. See if you enjoy this music by Bob Marley.
They got a job to do, and he's got to fulfill that mission.
Destroying and melting their gold, destroying and melting.
Okay, and that was Bob Marley. All right, you're listening to Tim Aldridge. This is Blog Talk Radio, and I am the Cosmic Philosopher. And here we have another edition, and I have a caller. Going to open up the mic now and see what this caller has to say to us. Now, see.
Please, brother.
Hello.
Peace, good brother, good African brother. How you doing, sir?
Well, as good as I think I sound, because pretty much, you know, if I don't feel good, I don't sound good. So I think I'm sounding all right today. And thanks for coming in.
Well, absolutely, brother. Absolutely. It's always good to kind of, you know, check out your topics, and I know they, when I checked out the topic today, looked as if one discussion that I have engaged in many, many times before, and I would like to call myself a student of this topic and also a teacher. So, absolutely, it's been a thing, and, you know, when you're talking about the Bible, and our people actually picking the Bible, choosing the Bible, and also the representative of the Bible, which in our case all the time is this white figure of Jesus. You know, this kind of goes with what you're saying. This is why we put down those things that were important to our ancestors, because the ancestors of our enemy are wanting us to pick up the things that were good for them. So, of course, rather than you helping your side win the battle, now you're pouring energy, you're servicing deities, you're giving prayers, you're doing all this stuff in the name of something else that doesn't identify with who you are. And I think that in itself can be, you know, and even in the Bible, I can appreciate the Bible because I came up in the church. And what you see in the Bible is that the meat and potatoes, the true, real truth, that's in the Bible, the organic morality, you already know where the European got that from, right? We already know. So when we go back and we look at the 42 oaths of purity or the 42 laws or admonitions of Ma'at, when we go look at those, we can now see that, damn, the Ten Commandments are only an offshoot of these larger set of commandments, right? So this is where you see the story of what was Moses, they say, was learned in all of the ways of Egypt, right? We know Egypt is in Africa, but at the same time, the Bible illustrates and paints the picture that Pharaoh, or the rulership of Egypt or of Africa, was the one that that didn't favor the Israelite. And you have to understand who it is that's writing the Bible, or that it's the Greek. It's the European that's actually writing the Bible. Okay?
Can I ask you this question? Because it is something I find that growing up and listening to people, black people, talk about, you know, like the white supremacist problem, who put us into church and do all kind of stuff to us. You know, I am a victim of it. And the reason why I am, you know, like I am I'm asking you the question here at this point, at this juncture, it is because I come to think now, based on my observation, that we are doing making a lot of wrong moves. We black
people. Yeah, we are.
All right. And listen to my point. Listen to what I'm going to say now is that white people are never civilized people. If you read in the World History textbook, they are not civilized people. They are Homo erectus. And look, the things that we are doing and talking about, those are not the things we are to be concerned with, because we are the first civilized, the first anatomic, not modern, man. We are not modern people at all. We are prehistory people, you see. And some of these things that we don't know, we go along with them, but we are the prehistory human civilized people, you see. We are known as Homo sapiens, wise human being. Where you think I'm reading this from? Not Bible, not anything. It's the World History textbook I'm reading this from. And it means, if it were not true that we Africans are specifically Homo sapiens, it's a new species that created us, right? No, watch this. Listen what it says here. And remember what I'm saying. This is not Bible. This is the World History textbook that is saying this here. It says, we appeared in Africa between 150 to 200,000 years ago. I mean, who you hear talk about this? Now, watch this. Recent evidence indicates that we began to spread outside, not inside, outside Africa around 100,000 years ago. You think this can be lie? After we were created 200,000 years ago, we are walking out of Africa to come to the Western world. Now, why we are able to come to the Western world when the white people are in existence 1.5 million years ago, long before even the gods, the Elohim, they came to earth 450,000 years ago, and so much longer before we were created 200,000 years ago. We are civilized enough. We are civilized. 200,000 years of civility we have. And they are here 1.5 million years uncivilized. Can only make stone tools, okay? Now, we are able to walk out of Africa through Asia and come through the Bering Bridge and come into the West. Now, when did they follow us and come to the West? About some 80,000 years later, after we come to the West and establish ourselves, Now they come and talk about they have AD Anadamani law to control us with imperial colonialism. Look, when we don't pay this authority that we have with kingship government, my brother, into this world history textbook, what the law of Amurabi, Hernamu, Sargon, all the big king lists from before the flood that we have here in the world history textbook, and we don't pay it no mind. We are talking about the Bible and what them have in a Bible about Europe, and not about Europe, but about Egypt and all this. We're not to talk about those things because look, they don't have no right to follow us come to the West. They don't have any right to use our name or place in a Bible talk about Abraham and all this kind of stuff. These people don't have no right to do it. They don't belong in our legal jurisdiction. Kingship is our government with our inalienable rights. How do we allow them to come talking about our patriot Abraham and Abraham talk to some God and that's why we are Abraham's children? These people use us away everything we have, my friend. And we allow them to do it. Why we allow them to preach to us, to a Billy Graham or anybody at all? Why? We are wasting our precious time. Go ahead. You there, bro?
Okay, yes. Yes, sir. I'm here, brother. What was
yes.
your question? Well,
that's what I have to say to you, that we are not dealing with our history. We are the power lies. We are dealing with Bible.
No, that's true. But see, that's what happens is that even going back and what I found, going back into, and I asked Brother Renoko Rashidi, who just became an ancestor like a month or 2 months ago, out of him, going around to visit over 120-something countries to look and study, actually putting his money up to excavate, to go around digging up. Negroes don't spend their money on this kind of shit. We got to be honest. You understand? But people like he and other people have done so. And inside all of the 120 countries that he's looked at, you know, looking at our greatness, looking to find in the archives about our history, our greatness. I asked the brother, out of all the places that he's gone, where is the place that he saw the African will cultivated to the highest degree, right? Where is it that we find what black power is? You understand what I'm saying? We don't want to match what we know white power is, because we ain't just a whole bunch of Negroes saying kill crackers, right? We aren't at the end. We know that black power means when black folk are running they shit. That's when we are on top of the world. That's when we are in control of our territories and in control of our communities. You understand? And we're working in the mindset, in the state of advancement for all of us. So as it relates to what has happened, I asked this brother, where is the place that he saw the African will cultivated to the highest degree? He said nowhere outside of the Nile Valley. When you look at the Nile River, the largest river, right?
Mm-hmm.
So therefore, we know we're studying nature and we study science and life. What hangs out around water? Animals, life, right? Right? Isn't that what mm-hmm. life starts? Right? So when we're talking about this is the greatest water, you feel what I'm saying? And we're talking about the level of life that this waterway has given to, you understand, sustain. And we're talking about even starting into Ethiopia, a punt. Because when you look at the interconnection or the synergistic approach to what we find in Kemet, which is somewhat like a capital, right? But it wasn't just, it was the whole Nile Valley culture, you understand? And Kemet was somewhat of the pinnacle of that. Just like here in America, you have 52 states, but in Washington, D.C., it serves as somewhat of a pinnacle for the business and the matters and affairs of America, right? So it's the same way. There were 42 states, 42 sapats, you know, that came together in order to form Kemet, in order to form Egypt, a real live civilization, right? A real life civilization, real life history, right? That doesn't mean everything in Kemet or in Egypt was perfect, but it definitely showed, we showed that thousands and thousands of years after, we were very substantial in our building and handling business because we were able to show and prove to the world 3,000-4,000 years ago that we were doing big shit.
Now, so what happened to us now? What happened to us now, bro?
This is what's happening. When you look at all of that thing, when we look at what's happening, what happened in Kemet, in Africa, Egypt, we have been under attack. Africa has the most resources known to man ever. You understand? So therefore, when you're asking what happened to the history, somebody had to distort your connection to who you are, right? So when they're in doing that, they were able to rob you from your access to having
Wait a minute, bro. Because look, there are some things to pay attention because we have a history that goes back, let's go back, say 2,600 years ago, right?
Right.
Now, listen to me now. We know that, as you pointed out, we have been ruling the world all along, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yes?
Yeah. Right.
Black people have been ruling the world. When is the first time have we seen the white man do something political? Do you know when?
When you understand what the white man's politics are, his politics.
No, listen to my question.
Hold on, listen, bro. Even when you look at what is called politics today and policies, politics are something that basically carry about, or they are politics.
No, I didn't ask you that. No, bro, I didn't ask you that.
When was the first time that the white man engaged in politics? And I'm trying to tell
you.
No.
Wait a minute. Listen. I ask you, when was the first time you see they do something political? That's what I'm asking you.
And I'm telling you, even when you look at his form of politics today,
Not today. You're not answering my question. Okay, and don't run
bro,
on
you're not,
and
hey,
just say
listen,
things like that.
Listen, you sound like them. Don't sound like them. I'm not on this show.
Oh, you mean sound like them? Look, brother, just stop it. If you don't want to answer the question, if you don't want to answer the question, then all right,
I'm
you're not carrying on the conversation.
But you can't make me answer the question in the manner that you want me to.
Oh,
don't act
like
them.
Just listen to me. Listen, bro. Let me tell you something. You don't know how to have a conversation. Because if you know to answer a question, that's what you're supposed to do. You can't tell me what my question is. I tell you what my question is. I tell you, and you do the answering to it.
And then that's why I'm trying to go back to show him the one thing about white politics is that he doesn't have a fucking law. One thing you understand about white policies is that he all – one thing with policies –
wait a minute. Are you talking to me or
what? Hold on.
I'm not talking to you.
I'm not talking to you. I'm talking to somebody else that's listening to us engage.
No. You're either talking to me or you have to talk to me.
You can continue with the conversation, bro. I'm not
No, that's not the way it is on my show here, brother. That's not the way it is on my show.
Well, that's why I don't come here much, bro.
Well, don't come, brother. and you answer my question.
You
don't tell me what you feel like telling me.
You can't tell me.
You don't tell me what you feel like telling me. Okay? Don't tell me what you feel like telling me. Please answer my question.
And he's talking about all this shit about the white man. And that's how the white
man. Please answer my question. Look.
Well, he wants to control the shit. I'm telling him.
Look, brother. Look, brother. Look. I don't want to be. I don't want it to be said that I hung up on you. Look. But look here. If you're not answering my question, brother, if you're not answering my question, I have
to
close the mic.
The white man. Politics is having
I
no
have to
politics.
Close the mic
one thing,
if you're not answering
I don't think
me.
He knows the definition of politics. Politics stands for governing.
I don't play no foolishness like this. When I'm going to ask you a question, you did not frame that question for me. When you deal with people in conversation, there is somebody that is going to ask a question. And the question must be based upon the issue that you're talking about. If you don't know what each other is talking about, then what kind of conversation can you have? You're talking all day long about what these people saying about Egypt and the River Nile, right? You're going to talk about that until you're dead. And here we are. You see that? So you can go about and talk all these things and don't come up with any resolve. You have to have resolve. So when you will not have resolve if you don't answer a proper question, you will know what is happening when you answer a proper question. I ask you about a timeline. When did these people do any politics? And you start to tell me about, well, today and all kind of a nonsense. You are telling me and refuse to answer the question that I ask you. Because you're going to tell me that I am not asking you a good question. And you're going to answer me the way you want to answer me. Not that, sir. Not go like that. I ask you when. Because we are coming from down the road in history. When did you see? Because you're talking about how, what they are doing to us. How did they come to do anything with us? When I ask you, didn't we rule the world? You hesitate. You hesitate. I ask you like about 3 times, didn't we rule the world? And you hesitate to answer you now. You hesitate. And then when it come now, I am asking you a proper prime question. When do you see these white men do anything political? And you fail to answer that. You're going to go around in a circle. That's not the argument that I have. I'm a person with legal knowledge when it comes to communication. When you're asking a question that is relevant, it is pertinent, and it deserves an answer. If somebody asks you about timeline and it's relevant, you need to answer it. Because it stands for something. The question stands for something in the conversation. And if you duck it, you're not really talking. I mean, factually. You see. And it doesn't matter how I tell you answering my question. You decide that. I cannot tell you how to answer. Well, you know what? The question that I ask you tells you what to answer. But you don't hear the question, so you're answering something else to the point where you decide you're going to tell me what you want to tell me. So wait a minute. We're not talking a logical conversation, bro. Okay? So you're talking about why you don't come here, then why you come here today? Why you come here today? To waste my time? Or for us to have a revelation of something? Well, this is a revelation of something. Because somebody out there is hearing you telling me, I can't make you answer what I want you to say. Then I am the one who asks you the question. If you go into a court of law, you're going to run into the problem being asked. And when the question is asked, who do you have here? Like about 2 attorneys and a judge. and some other people standing around, you know, listening to the session. All right. So here it is. An attorney asked a witness a question. And what happened here? Is the witness going to say whatever they want to say, irrelevant to what's asked? No, they're not allowed to do that. And the opposing attorney may make an objection. Objection, Your Honor. And the court may say, what is your grounds? Then what do you think the response is supposed to be? That attorney will have to tell the judge the reason for asking the question. If you had objected to my question, ask me the reason why I ask you, then we would have solved a problem there. But you don't do that. You decide to go off into the bushes and talk whatever you want to talk. And no, I realize that. No, you gone over the fence somewhere. You're not dealing with what I am dealing with. We also have a timeline here. When did these white people come out and start to go do political things? When was the first time? You don't know. You're a black man talking about black issues. You don't know. You just do not know. And it's time for people like you to know what you're talking about, man. In whatever, I thank anybody for stopping by and say what you want to say. At least you had a say. But who spoiled this communication? It's you. Because I asked you a question. People who know to converse will examine whether or not you're asking a proper question. They find out that your question is not on point. It's not analogous with what we're talking about. They'll just say, no, but you're not asking a proper question based on what we are talking about. No, you could find things out like that, because the person will have to tell you, why do you say that? Explain to me why it is not relevant, and stuff like that. We have to do things like this in order to know what we are talking. So you start telling me about today, and I tell me when you don't know the difference. Go learn to understand what words are saying to you. Because if you don't understand what words are saying to you when they are used, whether used to you or you're using it to somebody, you are acting like uninformed person. You're uninformed, unlearned, chatting a lot, but unlearned. Because you're not paying attention to the words. And then you're going to tell me that I cannot make you say what I want you to say. And that's not what I was doing. If I don't ask you a proper question, you are the one to tell me that my question is not proper. You never make that move. I'm legal scholar, bro. I go into court. I chat in court and make arguments and stuff like that. I file briefs, my bro. If you can't talk in context and make a valid point in what you're saying, you cannot go into court and talk to, you know, the process that is going on, because you don't know what you're talking about, and pretty soon the seating judge is going to, like, you know, show you to the bench over there, give you a sidebar or something like that, you know, because you can't proceed talking these ignoramus kind of way. You have to stop the person who is arguing without sense and explain something to let them understand that. All right. I want to thank you for tuning into the program, and fear thee well, because I do mean well. However, I have to stick with word science process. Somebody can't come here and start to la 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 la. This guy has no discipline at all. No communication discipline. Because now he's on the air with me. And he's talking to someone else. Now, what kind of a black man discipline is this? This is, you know, a reason. This shows reason why white people don't care about black people and take away everything black people have. And we are chatting over thousands of years. And the black people look on us and make up churches for us and put us in there to speak in tongues. Listen, brother, open your eye, okay? There's nothing else I can say but that. All I can tell you, I don't talk to people on the street side who don't know what they're talking about, because pretty soon I'll have to, like, wave the red flag, because I come from a discipline where the highest order of learning, one of the places is where they handle legal issues. You don't fool around. You have to, like, keep up with the theme, keep up with the context of what's being said. Otherwise, you cannot bring any fruit. You cannot bear fruit in that conversation. You better know what you're talking about, and not just anything you want to say. If you were in a court of law, you couldn't talk to me the way you do. You just could not. So it shows the same rule applies in a court of law, applies right here. Not because there's not a judge that is going to slap you with a fine. You are to have language discipline, bro. Okay? I have to keep the rule. So does everyone. If I am going to stand correction, I must know that I'm getting correction. But when you're telling me, well, you're not going to answer the way I want you to answer, that's a contrary conversation. Because if I didn't ask you a proper question, I was not entitled to a proper response. I would have to be corrected. Come on, get it. But I am saying to you, I am trained to talk in circumstances where equity stands in the conversation. And you don't go off talking to somebody else and talk about, okay, you're talking to somebody else who want to listen to you on my show. You don't have no discipline. You're ignorant, untrained, unlearned. I gave you an opportunity, and you blew it because you don't know what is discipline. I never disrespected you at all. I ask you a question, expect you to answer the question. No, you're not answering the question. You start arguing and going on and all kind of stuff and finding fault with me. The fault is not with me, man. Go and learn to have a conversation by knowing what words are for, and let words guide you. I say words, science, process. So I have nothing to regret about. I think I have given you what was equitable and just. And you go off with your thing. You can't give me timeline. You can't tell me when these people do anything. And definitely your ignorance is shining. Can ignorance shine? No. I mean, ignorance, you know, really show darkness in your mind, because you're not You're not making distinction. You're not offering honesty because you're out there talking to, and say, wait, am I talking to, no. You're out there talking to somebody else and you're on the program. That's chaotic, man. Do better than that, bro. And like I say, the white man is going to possess what you have because you don't really understand what AD Anna Domini is. You know, if you know what AD Anna Domini is, you wouldn't be in the same position, or we all would not be in the same position we are in today. These guys don't have any government governing us. Where are you going talking about? Where do you touch anything legal about what is going on? Have you? I just end it right there. Now, let me talk about why people believe in the Bible creation with no certified facts, but deny prehistory, right? So here we have it. People are believing in the Bible. Why do you believe in the Bible? Creation. Why do you believe in the Bible creation? What basis tells you that the Bible creation is true? Where? I don't know of any academic certification for the Bible, period. It has no certification of fact, no certified fact at all. But all denial of prehistory, the Bible denies prehistory. All right. Now, whenever I can tell you that I argue widely and without screening. And I argue in the context for anybody to have a conversation with me. Because I'm open, I am honest, I listen to what someone says. If they ask me a question, they're going to have attention on that question, not something else. And these principles are, they don't cost no money. Just a little knowledge we need to have. But if you want to go talk whatever you want to say and shun the fact of a question, that's not the way to go. It's just not the way to go. If you want to have your way, it's like you were sent to rule the world. And if you were sent to rule the world, you would be an educator. You'd know how to talk and give people knowledge. Oh, come on here. And so, let's move on to this segment. I read to you the headline of it, and let's go on to the other portion. The Anunnaki arrived on Earth 450,000 years ago looking for minerals, namely gold, which they began mining in Africa. When Anunnaki miners became displeased with working conditions, it was decided that Anunnaki genes and Homo, what are you talking about?
No. Somebody did something wrong here because no Homo erectus is not into this. And I think that these homosexuals who say they are running the world, they gradually change what the fact is and put something else. And if you're not careful, you don't see. All right. It is known in history that when the workers, the Anunnaki, workers, Anunnaki miners, became displeased of working condition, it was decided that Anunnaki genes and Homo sapien genes, Homo sapien genes would be engineered to create slaves to replace the miners, thus resulting in Homo sapiens or mankind as we know it. Homo sapiens sapiens. S-A-P-I-E-N-S. Right? So we came from the genes of Homo sapiens. And in the process of engineering that genes with Anunnaki genes, we are here today, or now hybrid Homo sapiens sapiens, wise human beings, or mankind as we know it. The evidence cited in support of this belief can be found through a link on the Facebook page, which takes you to a website called EnkiSpeaks.com, right? EnkiSpeaks.com. EnkiSpeaks.com. There we see evidence quoted from his first book, which include the various statements. Pertaining to Sumerian space map, which showed planets which would have been beyond their ability to detect. Sumerians lacked telescopes and couldn't see Uranus and Neptune's orbits, the route maps show from Nibiru to Earth. Sumerians lack telescopes and couldn't see Uranus and Neptune's the route map from Nibiru to Earth show. This is Nibirian. Dictated map
prove they had astronomical information. They had astronomical information, Sumerians, on their own. Something here. Astronomical Sumerians. Astronomical Sumerian on their own. Michael has been making groundbreaking discoveries about a vanished ancient civilization at the southern tip of Africa. His continued effort and analytical scientific approach have produced stunning new evidence that will force us to rethink our origins and rewrite history books. Scholars have told us, and who are the scholars that tell us anything? Because A.D. Anadamani scholars are not scholars, not civilized scholars at all, right? But that's who here is being pointed to as scholars have told us that the first civilization on earth emerged in a land called Sumer some 600 years ago. See, Sodomite scholars are talking that. New archaeological and scientific discoveries made by Michael Tillinger, Juan Henney, and a team of leading scientists show that to be not the case, as Michael reveals and researches and reveal. Michael researches and reveals the mysterious ancient stone structures that occupy a vast area of ground at the southern tip of Africa. So long as certified academic prehistory before the deluge is fact, why doubt antiquity record of the king's list? Only knowledge of real history is basis for acceptance of facts, not believe in what you don't know. Is there Adam and Eve in a known garden or a Jesus? I don't know if any, okay? Don't know if any. I want to thank you for tuning into the program.
And I can tell you, my friends, there is another portion of information I would like to, you know, give a chance to myself to try and read it for you. And this is what I have to say as a preface to what I'm going to read. Here we are in the world, and over the past 2,000 years, white men take over and begin to rule by killing off the black people then. That's what has been happening. They have found a way to suppress and oppress the black people from Africa to the Western world. They manage to do illegal, because there is kingship in the world long before they ever attempt, you know, to know anything. There's kingship. The civilization that Michael Tellinger is telling us about, the first civilized people, the Elohim that create mankind. I just read about the first anatomical human being, Homo sapiens sapiens. I mean, you know, they don't want the world to recognize civilization, you see. But they want to use the word civilization, and say the Western world is their civilization. These guys are fucking ass. They are living under law to fuck ass every day. Obama do that in America, right? Everybody can fuck us by marrying legally here in America. And where is America? America is not Europe. And they won't understand that. It's not that they don't understand that, but white people never had anything. That's the reason why they're in America. Okay? And everything they say they have, it is because black people run on, behave like they don't have any sense, and cause them to come and start to say they have power. But we don't have a history that supports white people ruling civilized government. There's nothing in civilized history that put white people to rule. No, we're on planet Earth. And look at what they have done since they come. Look, they started out as terrorists. If you might say, well, then, oh, I'm not right about that. I am right about that. I mean, how did they start it out? Politically. How did white people start it out? They started out in Rome. They removed a Roman king and called the king all kind of erroneous name like Etruscan and monarch and all those kind of things, right? Listen, unless we read, we don't understand. These white people are telling us that they own every African territory. That is telling you something. Something that you probably not seeing. If I tell you that I'm going to take away all of the cash you have in all of the banks you have, why would I want to do that? Now, I'm stealing what you have. Why would I want to steal all of the money that you have from you? There's something wrong with that, can't you see? Why white people come out and swear they have law AD on Adamani to what you call it, use imperial colonialism to conquest everything we are. And they've been doing that over 2,000 years.
AD Anno Domini. There is absolutely nothing academically certified that tells anything about AD Anno Domini. There's nothing civilized, nothing in civilized history whatsoever to tell you about in the year of our Lord and of Jesus. Nothing at all civilized. But yet still, these homosexual culture, this homosexual culture, are gone above every other African ethnicity and saying they have control over everything African people have. There is a story behind that. You know that? 12,000 years ago. If you know the story of the relationship between black people and white people, you will know why white people are saying that. It's not coming out of no relationship. There is a relationship. And if we don't find out, we will be shut out of everything we have. And these white fucking ass, stinking white people who will not stay in Europe on their dry grass to pee in Asia, they don't want to say that because they don't have anything there for themselves. And they decide long ago that they are going to destroy us, take away everything we have. And that's what they are doing. Now, if we don't know that the Bible that we are reading is a stinking piece of literature, it's not for us. We better go into our academic certified prehistory and read it, and read the National Geographic book too. But you must be careful because they're going there and filth all over it too. But there are some things in there that will serve us, you know, good knowledge as well. Though you got to be careful. Now, when they come to our territories and come to a place like America and they do things like these. My friends, listen, I'm going to read it to you and close the show. These fucking white people, they call themselves Puritans. They call themselves all the names that make it seem like they are good people. But when you hear the kind of stuff that comes from their mouth, then you know differently. But why are we stuck with them still? Why are we stuck with them? We stuck with them because we don't learn to tell the truth yet. Okay? Anytime the truth gets out, then that's a different story. But we're not telling them the truth. Right? And they know that we don't seem to know the truth, or else we would be living a different life. We wouldn't be going to church. We wouldn't be singing songs of, you know, of salvation, because we were not created under the salvation of the Bible. You see what I mean? So let's come to the knowledge of the truth. Because these sodomite white people have our wealth right in front of our faces every day. And we are not able to do, we have to, pay Social Security, pay taxes, and pay this and pay that. And we can't prove to them that they are criminals and they have to leave our territory. We are not able, we're not up to that point. I am at that point. And I'm going to read this tale and see what you make of the sense I'm putting forth. The Puritans viewed themselves as God's special people, replacing national Israel. Nowhere do the dangers of this assumption become more clear than in the Puritans' treatment of the Native Americans. The Americans could find the Western world, but they couldn't find it. The white fucking ass, no good white people, uncivilized. They their nature is to want lots men visitor, two men visiting lot. They want the men to fuck their ass. They didn't want two daughters. This is who I am reading about, these white people in America. It's not a joke. That's who you have in America. What I'm reading right here. Since the Puritans considered themselves God's chosen people, they concluded that they had the right to take the land from the African Indians. They call them heathen. America, the American Indian, were the new Canaanites in America's promised land. As they kicked out the Africans in Palestine, they're coming to America to do the same thing. That's what they're talking about. Calling the American in the Americans are called Canaanites, new Canaanites. Now, these Americans are now Canaanites, like those that they kicked out in Palestine. Now, the fruit of Puritan theology was brutal. They saw their mission as convert these Canaanites to Christianity. Those of you who think Christianity is a good, something come from, you know, like God of heaven, you're wrong about that, my friends. Christianity was created by the white sodomite culture people. There's just no two way about it. No two ways at all. Stop thinking that Christianity was invented for Adam fallen race. These fucking white people are really getting away with all of this, getting us become, mentally sick with these old bunch of nonsense that we're reading here. Listen more about what these honest fucking white people that you have around you in America, listen what they have to say. He says, the fruit Puritan theology, in the old bunch of sodomite thoughts and ways. Just a second.
Hey, can I call you back in a few minutes? Like a 10 or so minutes? All right, good. All right, good.
The truth is here to stay. People, white men, white people in America, they come here to live. Not at their own decision. Because as far as they are concerned, they're going to turn every African people into sodomites. That's their objective. That's their agenda. Okay? I'm here to tell you they're going to get out. Order is already given. They are expelled. These fucking mad white people looking at you like, you know, oh, they own everything and they own heaven and earth. You know, they're making a big mistake. And I know it. I'm telling you. You know it too. All right? Now, to have these kind of people, they are not people like us. They are not civilized people. White people not civilized. They are Homo erect, Homo erectus. What are them? Until they interbreed up with Neanderthals and even with black people too today, they are intermarrying black people. That's a wrong yoke. You know, that's unequally yoke of these people who do all they can to get a little civility and now begin to feign like they are civilized people and take control of everything that Elohim plants on earth for us. I'm telling you, it's over with. It's over with. Watch them go head first down. You watch them. You watch them. Okay? Because we are where we belong, and they are telling us that's not the case. They are going back up there now to have another session up in the States up there. You see? It's like it will never end unless we end it. Right? We allow it to happen. We must stop it from happening. This AD and Adamani under the crutches fucking that these white people are doing. It's time for us to tell the truth and kick them out. They don't think they have any place to go saving where black people are. You don't get it. Now, listen what they have to say here. The fruit of the Puritan theology was brutal. They saw their mission as convert these Canaanites to Christianity. So who started Christianity then? You think it was African ethnic people? No. We are not created that way in history. So there's just no way any salvation could be out there to convert black people. No way. Failing that, it was acceptable to slaughter them in the name of Christ. That's what these white people think about black people. That's what they have been doing to black people. So if you're out there and you're listening to me and you do not stand, try to understand, okay? Try to understand. Now, for example, the Puritan massacres of the Pequot Indian tribe on May 26, 1637, and again on July 14, 1637, were deemed by the Puritans to be directed by God. Imagine the God that you are praying to in the Bible is what these sodomites. And you might think, say, it's not them bring this old bunch of nonsense in the world. It's them. You got to know 12,000 years going backward in order to understand why I am reading all these kind of stuff to you about these faggot territories everywhere. Okay? On why they have their demise right here on them. Now, listen. Captain John Mason declared God laughed enemies and the enemies of his people to scorn, making them as a fiery oven. You hear it? That's what these white people think about black people. You can doubt it. Why would you doubt it? By now, you should learn enough to know that these things are true. Thus did the Lord judge among the heathen, filling the place with dead bodies. This is exactly why these white people come to your territory and over, you know, push you over and tell you that you have to be their citizen. They're doing it over the past 2,600 years, converting the pagans. For God was acceptable to the Puritans. But killing the pagans for the Lord was also acceptable. You know, when I read this stuff, it makes me wonder deeply in myself, how can this be? How can this be something that takes place on the earth where the history tell us about the Elohim that set up civilization? And here we have these fucking dogs, fucking everything, white people, take over everywhere we have, when they could not find the Western world. They couldn't find the Western world. Even giving them 2 million years, they couldn't. They couldn't find the Western world. How did they find it? And how do they get to take control over it, my friends? You need to start reading. All I'm telling you, the confidence that African people will have when they know the truth is like I'm telling you right now. These white fucking batty white people must go back home. America is not theirs, and it doesn't matter how much time they say they are Americans. They were never Americans. They're lying, and they can't prove it. You face the historic truth. They don't have anything to prove it. Everything white people say and lay claim to America is all fucking ass lie. Okay? And let the gods deal with it. We just need to get out of this church, old bunch of Anansi story, Adam and Eve. Get out of it. Get out of their democracy. It's not black people stuff. And I'm not joking. May you be blessed to know the truth. Nothing is going to go well for us unless we give heed to the Elohim, their commandments to us. We got to keep that. Otherwise, you know, the first time we were told to not mingle with these white people, our ancestors mingle with them. That's the reason why we are in the state we are in right now. When we read and understand, we will change it. But outside of that, they will keep on fucking, and they will get right down to where you can't do any better besides drop your drawers and make them fuck your ass. That's what will happen.